Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The problem most men have is they don't know how to talk to women.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
You know what my problem is? I am not interesting.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
What am I supposed to say? I went to magic camp? I'm an accomplished ventriloquist?
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Oh, I am a seventh degree imperial yo-yo master. Oh, do me, yo-yo master. I want you to do me because you're the yo-yo guy.
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. 99.5 HD2, Odyssey app. Hope your Friday morning commute's going great. A little chilly out there, but at least the sun looks like it's shining, so that's good. Got a lot to get to in the final hour. Sprague in the line coming up at 8:30. Poopy Pants Sprague will be back on Monday. Talk a little bit about the NBA playoff games tonight. Do we get closeouts in Golden State and Milwaukee? Somebody texting in on the conversation the last segment. Does this seemingly lack of natural interest in college football a reflection of how basically it's been the South Southeast for the last decade that's disenfranchised the rest of the country to some extent? And yes, my answer to that is yes. That's why I've long argued for an expanded playoff. That's a whole different conversation we don't need to get into again for the millionth time. But the expanded playoff isn't about the eighth seed being able to win a national championship or having a rich strike situation where a 16 seed goes on a magical run. It's about having a true national tournament that you feel like you're in the mix and having the same teams from the same pocket of the country make it every single year. It does. I mean, it totally alienates the rest of the country. And that's why I think the sport desperately needs an expanded college football playoff. And that's why I've argued for it for a long time. But to answer that question, yes. Two other random notes before I get to my airplane stories, because I find these fascinating. First off, I want to give a shout out to somebody. And I don't know if you agree with me on this. So part of me is kind of hoping Mark Jackson gets an NBA head coaching job so he's out of the booth and I don't have to deal with him on NBA Finals games anymore.
Just give me Van Gundy.
I mean, I'm okay with Van Gundy.
Or
but
put Doris Burke in there.
See, Doris Burke is great. You know who has turned into maybe my favorite NBA broadcaster as a color guy?
J.J. Redick.
J.J. Redick is fantastic.
Awesome.
He's great. He's young. He's in tune with the game. Like everything that dude's bringing to the table, man. Big fan. We have not talked about him much. Like, he has grown into kind of a up-and-coming media star. He's all over ESPN. He does the games.
He's on the Maverick Suns game last night.
On the Maverick Suns game
Jackson.
Last night. I kind of forgot about that. And I was like, yeah, the guy, he is good. He is great. He is great. So shout out to J.J. Redick, because I think he does a fantastic job calling NBA games. The other one is, I just saw this from our friend Ross Dellinger, who we talked to earlier in the week. This NIL stuff cracks me up. Missouri is about to join Tennessee and likely Louisiana in amending its state NIL laws to allow school staff members to have more involvement in NIL deals.
Yeah.
They take football a little more seriously down there in the Southeast. And so they're basically passing legislation because these are the important issues we need to get to the bottom of right now. Who needs baby formula? We need an NIL deal. And Missouri's passing a legislation saying that, yeah, coaches can assist in NIL deals. They can negotiate them with players and recruits and transfers and their own players and all
coach
that.
Coach is the same one saying we need to rein this in. What are we doing?
I saw that from Ross Dellinger and it made me laugh. So there you go. That's what they're doing. That's what they're up to in Missouri. Well, tackling the
coaches are starting to take, what, are they going to get commissions now?
Wouldn't that be funny
agent
if they
coaches?
Did? They get 4% of every deal that's made, just adding it to the top of their salary, but they're bitching still about how it's out of control. Okay, so there's your update on NILs. Let's get to these two airline stories. These, I'm curious how we handle either of these situations and what your reaction is. One of them is an obvious poopy pants Sprague moment. The other one, I'm curious what your reaction is. So there was a flight that was scheduled to take off from Israel to Turkey. And I believe this was earlier this week or maybe late last week. Scheduled to take off. They are all on the runway. Okay, you're boarded on the plane. Doors are shut. Here we go. We're getting ready to rock and roll. All of a sudden, a text message or a airdropped photo is sent to passengers on the plane. 16 different passengers accepted the photo and opened it up to look at it. Now, when somebody airdrops you, for those of you know, if you don't have an iPhone, you have to accept the airdrop or you can decline it. So 16 of the passengers accepted it. The picture that came up, and they were flying Turkish Airlines, the pictures that came up were of accidents of Turkish airline planes. So somebody, and they have now dove into this, it was not a cyber attack. It wasn't somebody hacking into phones. Somebody on the flight prior to takeoff tried to airdrop pictures of other Turkish airline planes after they had like on the ground, split in half, explosion, all that stuff to the passengers on the plane. So 16 passengers randomly, as you're like taxiing, getting ready to take off, you get that boop. It pops up on your phone. People start freaking out like, what the hell is this? And they, because of all the commotion and the yelling and all that, the captain was like, I'm not taking off. This is a chaotic scene. Stops, turns around, goes back to the terminal, and they let everybody off the plane. So they're doing a deep investigation to try and figure out who sent the photo, who was the culprit, why they did it. And I'm sure that dude or gal, whoever did it, is going to end up getting in a lot of trouble. What's your, if somebody sends you that picture somehow, like you get something that pops up on your screen, you have to go full freak out mode, right? Like you're that is very eerie as you're taxiing to take off and that
Archer,
picture pops up on
your phone in airport mode yet though.
Maybe it wasn't yet, or maybe it was, you know, they were still docked, if you will, to the terminal, and so you weren't quite in airplane mode yet.
Usually once I kind of get in a plane and settled.
That's true. I'm an early airplane mode guy. Just get it over with.
I send the text to whoever says, I'm on the plane. We're ready to go. Yeah. I'll text you when I get to wherever I'm going. And then I put it in airplane mode and either put music on or play cribbage or whatever I'm doing on my phone.
Right, whatever you're doing. I just, this is, have you ever seen Final Destination? Was that past year? So Final Destination is a movie where they ended up making way too many of them. But the first one was a great, scary movie. And it was basically about, I haven't seen it in years, but if I remember the gist correctly, it was like high school kids that were getting ready to take a trip to Europe or somewhere after they graduated. And one of the guys falls asleep in the terminal. And as he's dreaming, he has this very vivid dream of the plane that he's about to get on crashing and exploding. And he wakes up from his dream and is freaked out. And he's like, I'm, you know, kind of frazzled. And then all of the stuff that plays out when he wakes up was exactly how it went in his dream. And then, of course, he freaks out. Nobody gets on the plane. The plane ends up crashing. Sorry for the spoiler alert on a movie that came out 25 years ago. But it was very, I read this and I was like, oh my God, that is very Final Destination. Screw the bastard that would do this because I'm terrified of flying. But yeah, you go into a full on panic. So they have not figured out who sent that yet. They said there was no risk to the passengers. The plane was fine. And so they eventually were kind of, you know, put back on the plane and the flight ended up going through. So they ended up figuring out at least that, you know, nothing was wrong, obviously, but still wild. I would absolutely freak out. Somebody said, welcome to the no fly list. Like, yeah, that is crazy. All right. The other airline story that was in the news this week. And what about the balls on this dude? So this happened on a small single engine plane. He was flying, I want to say it was in Florida, or he's heading to the Bahamas, something like that. So down somewhere in the southeast, this dude's on a small plane. And all of a sudden, the captain and the pilot of this small plane had fallen like severely ill. He had something went wrong. The dude's like incapacitated. He ate the fish, right? So he rushes into the cabin. It's kind of busy. It's really busy. He said, they tell him the pilot is incapacitated. The passengers are going to have to fly the plane. They have no flying experience. And the guy who has ended up being in charge says, oh boy. And so somebody who had never flown a plane before, never had any experience, obviously doing any of this, jumps behind the wheel and ended up landing the plane. One of the flight control folks said that he was really calm. He didn't know how to fly. He didn't know how to stop it on the runway, but he was really calm. They were telling him to try and hold the wings level, see if you can start descending for me. This is what the pilot, who was, I think, incapacitated, or the flight control, was telling him. Push forward on the controls, descend at a very slow rate. So he's like following the directions from the air flight controls. And he said they were trying to locate him, and eventually he ended up landing the plane. Wow. And they rated his landing a 10 out of 10. There was no bumps. There was no rockiness. He landed it smoothly on the runway.
He must have been in rather benign weather conditions.
I would hope so.
Sure, that helped, because if he was flying through a thunderstorm, I don't know that goes that smooth.
I mean, talk about poopy pants. Can you imagine if, like, you're on a single jet little plane and you're going and there's only like four of you and everybody's freaking out and you got to take the reins on that thing and land an airplane? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I would talk about freak out.
Yeah, the adrenaline would be flowing. But, you know, depending on who you're on there with, it's like you look around, it's like, I think you quickly discern, okay, if anybody's doing this, it's me. You know, I mean, who knows? I mean, if you have young kids or you're with the family, it's like, okay, I got to do this.
Like, everybody's life's in my hands.
If there's like eight dudes on it and you're like, okay, has anybody been, you know, you're right, doing that? But if you're like with your family and it's just kids or, you know, older parent, you're like,
this is up to you.
No, I got to do this or we're going down.
Right, we're going down. He said when he landed, I felt like I was going to cry because I had so much adrenaline built up. I was really happy that it worked out and nobody got hurt. Over on the tower operator flight control car calls, you can hear them saying, you just witnessed a couple of passengers land that plane. Some American Airlines pilot was waiting to take off in Charlotte. That's where they landed. And so the flight control guy said that to a pilot who was getting ready to take off. And he was like, did you just say passengers landed that plane? Oh, my God. And so I guess the pilot, I believe, is going to be okay, I think. And they gave him a big hug when they landed. So everything is going to be all right in that regard, too.
That's
Can you imagine that? Hey, here's the reins, buddy. You got to land this airplane. Never flown an airplane before. Good luck landing this bad boy.
Oof.
I get the idea of those single jet small planes freak me out a little bit. That's a little scary.
I feel like prop Cessna or something.
That's true. It's better than a little prop.
I mean,
prop,
if I'm in a Gulfstream, I feel a little better about things.
Yikes, man. Somebody said, did he at least play a flight simulator game on Xbox? Yeah. Oh, my God. All right. Well, there you go. People are dropping airdrops and freaking everybody out on a Turkish airline flight. Don't do that. Don't be that guy. Okay, as one listener said, welcome to the no-fly list. And then a random bro landed a plane, and I would poop my pants. I'd be poopy pants praying in that moment. I don't know if I can handle that pressure. If I can't handle a 5-foot birdie putt, I don't know if I'm going to be able to land an airplane where everybody's lives are depending on me. But I thought those stories were crazy. All right, well, Sprague the Line coming up at the bottom of the hour. Keep your fake sponsors coming in, 503-250-1080. Let's talk a little bit about the NBA playoffs in the weekend ahead, because, boy, oh, boy, is it going to be a fun one. And we'll start diving into that coming up next on The Fam.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A couple of texts rolling in here at the fan text line. Keep your fake sponsors coming in, by the way. We'll spray the line here in 11 minutes. Where did this go? RP1 said, laugh if you will, but video games and flight simulator games have changed the abilities of people to do this type of stuff. The barefoot bandit that stole all the planes, the guy went out and did the loop-de-loop and crashed it. Folks have figured out how to fly some of this stuff now. With real, not with real cockpit time, but with video games and some coaching, depending on what the guy's background was. I could totally see him being able to land it without, it just got kind of, without the bad weather like you guys were talking about. Yes, I could see that. I've seen some of those flight simulator games. They seem super, super in-depth. Somebody said the FAA Charlotte Airport better make him an honorary captain. He flies first class for free anytime on domestic airlines. I am the captain now. He should, man. Give this guy lifetime first class tickets. I 100% agree with that. So crazy stuff. And airline stories. I'm terrified of flying. So when I see stories like that, they freak me out. Not a good thought, and I'm glad we're doing that story without Sprague here, because that guy is more terrified of flying than any human being I've ever met.
Compartmentalize it, having now traveled with the pilots the last
several
seasons.
That changes it when it's a normal thing in your life.
You're just kind of like, okay, and this is what we do, and you every once in a while you have a sort of thing is like, man, I'm just putting a lot of faith in everything working, but. It's usually a fleeting thought.
God, deep breaths, deep breaths. There's one guy up there. He's in control of everything. Somebody said the traffic controller was also a former flight instructor, so he was able to walk him through it kind of step by step. So that helps a little bit.
What was he, Striker from Airplane or whatever?
All right, here's what you're going to need to do.
Striker! Striker!
All right, keep your fake sponsors rolling in. 503-250-1080. What a weekend in sports we get, man. This is going to be so fun. So it starts tonight. You get, obviously, the Game 6s in the NBA playoffs. In Boston, Milwaukee, Memphis, and Golden State. Both those teams have a chance, as in Milwaukee and Golden State, to clinch on their home floor in a Game 6. If they don't, then you will have potentially a triple header of Game 7s on Sunday. If Memphis...
No, it would be two. The Golden State...
When would they play?
That would be Monday night if they go to a Game 7.
Okay, so they push that to Monday night. Gotcha, okay. So you would at least have two Game 7s on Sunday.
Two Game 7s on Sunday. So Phoenix-Dallas will definitely be Sunday. Bucks-Celtics would be Sunday. And then if they need Game 7, it would be Monday between the Dubs and the Grizz.
That's smart, because you get a Game 7 Milwaukee-Boston on Sunday. You put that at 12:30 on ABC, that's going to be a huge number for the NBA. That's smart for them. So, but there's a chance you get three Game 7s in the second round of the playoffs, which would be awesome. And so those games are going on tonight in terms of Boston, Milwaukee, and Memphis, and Golden State. There is no NBA coming up tomorrow, but you do get tomorrow... three Game 7s.
Yes.
In the Stanley Cup playoffs, you get Boston in Carolina, Game 7 in Carolina, Tampa, Toronto, Game 7 in Toronto, and L.A., Edmonton, Game 7 in Edmonton. And that, I mean, you just cannot, this is the opening round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, and I know it's not on the pecking order for a lot of folks.
There's three Game 6s tonight.
And you get three Game 6s tonight,
You could have six Game 7s from the first round.
Yeah, I believe the only team that's advanced out of the first round so far is St. Louis, correct me if I'm wrong.
No, Colorado swept
Nashville.
Colorado,
that's right. That series was so unforgettable that I forgot about it because it was a sweep.
Well, they didn't have their number one goaltender, and they were in over their heads.
And Colorado is just a juggernaut.
They're loaded.
They are absolutely loaded. That's right. I totally forgot about that series. So only two teams so far have advanced out of the first round of the playoffs. As Swag mentioned, you get three games tonight that all have a chance to go, or three series tonight that all have a chance to go to a Game 7 this weekend. And then you get those three Game 7s tomorrow. We will spring the line on these coming up because I do have a hockey parlay that I'm going to place. I got some juicy action for you. But as we open the show talking about Toronto and the history that they've had, that is the one game. Like Edmonton has had a rough go of it, but they've at least had a little more playoff success and they've won a title within the last half century. Multiple titles within the last half century.
Yeah, they had a mini dynasty with Gretzky and Messier and Jari Kurri and Grant Fuhr and
the
Marty
80s and
McSorley.
90s were good for the Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah.
For the Toronto Maple Leafs, they have not won a first-round playoff series since 2004, and they lost Game 6 last night with a third-period lead. And so they're going to host Game 7, a situation that they have found themselves in 1,000 times, it feels like, over the last 15 years, 20 years, and they have lost every time they've been in this spot, including last year in the first round of the playoffs, Game 7 on home ice, and they blew it to Montreal. So that is the one to circle. It's 4
you
o'clock tomorrow on TNT.
You think the NFL can pull shares in the United States? Like, because I'm sure that'll be a double header. I don't know if it's on the same channel in Canada, whether it's...
Probably in Canada it is. In the U.S., it's not. We go
ESPN,
TNT, ESPN.
No,
TNT,
as
ESPN.
A percentage, obviously,
God.
As a percentage of households, that double header is going to pull like an 80% share for those two games up there.
What are we more excited for this weekend?
I think the game sevens in hockey.
Okay.
Game sevens in the NBA rarely deliver the way that a game's. I think that the great classic NBA game seven is. They're few and far between compared to unbelievable game sevens in NHL.
You got Golden State Cleveland that stands out. The game seven of that finals was an all-timer. But like, to your point, though, like if I were to bet, and I will bet, the Phoenix-Dallas game seven, I'm hammering Phoenix. Whether it's right or wrong, I'm not. I don't have the confidence to put that bet on Dallas.
No, they Dallas has shown no ability on the road to show up.
Right. I think Phoenix is going to blow them out. They're going to mop the floor with them.
So the one where I think if it got to a game seven, you can expect to be on the edge of your seat would be Milwaukee and Boston.
Agree 100% with that. That would be a great game for the NBA to get on Sunday if that turns into a game seven. I tend to agree with you. Whenever you get, I mean, to have three straight game sevens on a Saturday for the NHL, that's really cool. It's great for the league. The first round of the playoffs has been entertaining. And really, you know, I'm kind of in awe, not to just state the obvious here, but there's sometimes when postseasons disappoint a little bit, or you don't get great storylines, or you don't get good matchups and all that. Like, even Philly-Miami, there was a lot of blowouts in that series, but it still went to six games in the NBA.
Yeah.
You have the other series at six games at least, with potential for more game sevens in the second round to decide who's going to the conference finals. Like, there's just a certain aspect right now, and I know we did this segment a couple weeks ago about where this sports window ranks throughout the course of the year, and it's up there for me. I mean, outside of maybe October, just because you get World Series, college football, and NFL, which is near the top of the list for me. This is a 1A, 1B, because it feels like every single night I'm going home and you're getting multiple screens going and you're working the controller back and forth different stuff. And it's just been, there's been a few blowouts here or there. But
you get some surprises too last week with the Kentucky Derby and some
horse. Yeah, mix that in that nobody
saw
coming. Shows up
on Friday as an 80-1 shot and wins it.
Yeah, we're just on a great sports
run
right now.
Next week's the PGA Championship.
That's true. Next week is the PGA Championship.
Is
that's Phil right.
Is going to show up? Is Tiger going to drag his leg around Oakland Hills?
Golly, man. That's right. That's coming up next week. That's just totally flew under the radar for me. Snuck up. So, we're on a great sports run right now. Enjoy. If you're not watching hockey, there's your PSA for watching hockey. Three game sevens tomorrow.
Yeah, Saturday. If it starts raining on Saturday, just
sit inside and watch hockey all day. I'll be at the Hawks game tomorrow
night.
Root
for the Canes. Couple of former Winter Hawks there. Nobody likes Brad Marchand.
Screw Boston. You know what? No. Root for – I'll give you the parlay, and it's going to be the rooting interest parlay. Let's do that coming up next for Sprague in the Line. And then keep your fake sponsors coming in, though. We'll rattle them off. 503-250-1080. We'll do some gambling. I got a lot to gamble on this weekend. I'll give you all my picks, and we'll do it next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Sprague in the line. Sprague in the line brought to you by James Harden. When it's all on the line, he's a no-show, much like a Sprague winning pick. Sprague in the line brought to you by Think Crypto Has Wrecked You. Hold my beer. Dear God. The crypto market, have you been following that?
I have not followed crypto from the time Bitcoin came about. I can't wrap my old ass head around it.
You know, sometimes it's good to be a fuddy-duddy because I never touched it because I don't comprehend it either. And
I don't know what I'm buying.
Seems to be a Ponzi scheme. Sprague and Live brought to you by John Sakanek. Watching the Mariners the last 2 weeks, the only person more aggravated than Sprague is watching his picks go down in flames. How my Mariner fans doing out there? You guys doing okay?
It's a long season. It's a long season. It's expanded wild card. Hang on.
Take a deep breath. 14 and 18. Kelenic will get it going eventually.
Eventually.
I think maybe.
My Dodgers are just, they're having a little spurt.
Here we go again in the NL West, right? Every team's above 500.
I know.
Padres are relevant this year.
The Dodgers finally fall out of, they lost a series to the Pirates for the first time in 6 years.
6 years, yeah.
And then they have a miraculous comeback in the eighth last night.
Oh, did they end up winning last night?
No, they were down 7-1.
I saw that.
They tied it in the eighth at 7-all, and then they loaded the bases in the top of the ninth, and my man throws a wild pitch. And then the Dodgers loaded the bases in the ninth, I think, with no or one outs, and they couldn't score.
Couldn't score a run, yeah. I went to sleep before that one ended. Hold on, Mariner fans. It's going to be okay. Let's see what else we got here. Hold on. I got to scroll through all the texts. Sprague in the line, brought to you by Dirt's Discount Flights, a new experience in flying. Where the passengers are the pilots. Statistically, still better chance of landing than Sprague pick being correct. Sprague in line, brought to you by Dirt's Big Old Nips and Future Baby Smudge's words. Nom, 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 nom.
Nom, 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 nom.
Hey, I'm very self-conscious about my big nipples, so would you be kind, please?
Oh,
be kind.
Man.
Sprague in line, brought to you, I can't even move on from that one. Sprague in line, brought to you by James Harden's Stripperville after the loss last night. Still not quite as high as a Sprague gambling debt. And let's see, one more here. Sprague in line, brought to you by Sprague. I'm not here this week making picks, so people actually have a chance to win some money. Let's go. Let's win some people some money. Okay. So here we go tonight in the NBA playoffs. You get the Bucks and the Warriors at home. I might be overthinking it, but I am taking the two obvious choices. I am going to gamble that this is going to be more of a Warriors game three performance than a game four or five performance. And I think the magic for Memphis will run out tonight. They're not going to play, obviously, as good as they did at home in game five of that series. 8 points scares me a little bit, but I am laying the eight, and I am taking Golden State tonight at home.
I would tend to lean Golden State. The money line's minus 400. There's no value there.
No value there.
Eight's a lot. I'm more looking at that over number of 218.5 because I think Golden State will be on target with their shooting. Yeah. They're not going to miss their first 15 threes again.
I mean, they're embarrassed with the way they played in game five. You're going to get a good effort.
But I think now that the Grizz had a game or so to get used to playing the Warriors without Ja, I think they're going to be able to find offense. So I would look for this to be a track meet run up and down. I would lean more towards that over number of 218.5 minus the 110.
Okay. I think I'm going to stay away from betting Milwaukee and Boston. I think Milwaukee is going to win tonight, but
it's only a 1 point spread right now. I'm going to take the Bucks.
You're going to take the Bucks at home. Yeah. Covered.
Yeah.
Go 1 point spread. I'm going to stay away from that one. I haven't had a good feel back or forth of who's going to win. And I have always, it's felt like we're going to get a game seven. And I think Milwaukee is going to win game seven in Boston, but Boston's just a unique team, man. They've built big leads and watched them slip away. They played great games and bad games in this series, so I don't really know what to expect tonight. I'm not going to touch that one. On Sunday, you do get a game seven, and this will probably be my biggest NBA bet of the weekend, and it is between Phoenix and Dallas. Do we have a future line on this? I don't really care
minus
what it
six
is.
And a half for the Suns. Over-under of 208.5.
Okay, I'm betting Phoenix minus 6.5 is going to be my biggest bet of the weekend.
Yeah.
I am hammering that.
I fully expect Phoenix to have a different mentality and schematic approach at the defensive end to go at this. I got to expect they'll have an extra day off, which will be great for Chris Paul. They get 2 days off there with the travel day. So I think Phoenix going to give them some different wrinkles that will take Dallas some adjusting.
Agreed.
Phoenix should shoot a ton better at home too. And if they can just not give so many turnovers away to give easy buckets to Dallas, they should handle this.
That is a series that has been dominated by the home team, and the home team has covered every single game in that series. And I think that trend's going to continue. I don't see that being a tight game. I don't think Dallas, their game can travel to Phoenix to get a win on in a game seven. And Phoenix is playing with fire. No showing last night, but I'm hammering that minus 6.5. That's going to be my biggest bet of the weekend. So I do like the favorite, Golden State, tonight. I love Phoenix as a favorite on Sunday, or excuse me, yeah, Sunday, right? In that game Sunday?
Yeah, it'll be Sunday.
So I love that 6.5-point spread Sunday for Phoenix. And so those are my two bets. I'm going to stay away from Boston and Milwaukee in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I don't know if you have any gut feelings on tonight's game sixes, so I'm just going to jump ahead quickly.
Penguins
unless you have a
line
bet.
Just came up.
Okay, the Rangers are
plus 105 at home on the money line, so that would indicate to me nobody's expecting Sidney Crosby to play.
He got hurt.
And the total is 6 on the over under. Panthers are minus 170.
Mm-hmm.
You got an over under of 7 there. And then the nightcap is the Flames at the Stars. Dallas plus 130 at home. So many expecting Calgary to take care of business there. Only 5.5 If I was going to go anything, I would hammer the under on the Flame Stars.
Okay.
The way that series has been played. I like the if Crosby doesn't play, I love the Rangers.
I do too. Yeah, it feels like with that line coming out right now that that is an indication he's
not going to
go. And
that just popped up. It was off the board a little while ago when I checked.
Yeah, the bet that I do have in the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight is I'm going to take the Panthers to close out the Capitals. I think they're done fooling around. That team's
loaded.
Yeah,
the Caps goaltending situation is just
it's a dumpster fire right now. So I am all over the Panthers tonight.
Now we do have the Game 7 lines.
Yeah, the Game 7 lines, and this is where I'm going to go. I am doing a three-team parlay tomorrow, and I think all three home teams win. Not only because it's my rooting interest and I want all three teams to win, but Carolina has been a different team at home in that series. They have dominated when they played at home.
They're massive at home.
Toronto is the fearful bet because, dear God, we know the history there, and they blow game sevens better than anybody, and they haven't been out of the first round of the playoffs.
And you're playing the two-time defending Stanley Cup champ.
But you got Auston Matthews, man. You were loaded offensively. Their goaltending has been good.
For one game in Vasilevsky, I'm doing it.
Give me Toronto at home. Wow. And then I think Edmonton, that was a huge win for them. Knowing
the
pressure that's on them.
On the puck line, -1.5 is paying +120 for the Oilers at home.
I think they might go bananas.
If there's a potential blowout, it's that game if Edmonton feeds off the crowd.
To get that Game 6 win, your season's on the line. People are saying, really, McDavid, Draisaitl, really? This team's going to get bounced
in the first round. They were dominant last night.
And so to get that win, I think they are playing with a ton of confidence going into Game 7. So that is my hockey Game 7 parlay. I'm taking all three home teams. I don't feel confident at all about Toronto-Tampa, but I feel very confident about Edmonton and Carolina.
I would go Edmonton on the puck line. -1.5 gives me +120. I'm going to take the Lightning at +105. I think Vasilevsky shuts the door and Toronto is crying in their Molsons yet again. And I will take the Hurricanes on the money line.
They're depressing. So depressing if they lose again. Somebody said a money line parlay tonight. Golden State Milwaukee pays out +123. That's not bad odds if you like the two favorites to win tonight, and then you don't have to worry about that 8-point spread in the Golden State game. That's not bad right there if you like the two favorites to get a win. There you go. Sprague and Line brought to you by Bettors Everywhere. Dirt's picks sure as hell can't be any worse than that garbage Sprague gives us. That's right, folks. There's your winners. Lock them in. I'm on a good run gambling the Stanley Cup playoffs. I'm feeling good.
There you go.
I'm feeling good. I'm
disappointed, though. Strike Rich isn't going to be in the Preakness.
Yeah, I saw that. What's up with that?
Well, he just got in. He didn't, you know, they were prepping on the outside chance, but I think they want to be careful. They don't.
Does he have a drug problem?
Well, Baffert's not his trainer, so shouldn't worry about that. They want him to run in the Belmont.
Uh-huh.
Normally your big-time derby races are spaced out. I mean, people that don't follow horse racing don't understand how closely spaced those the Triple Crown races are. It's 2 weeks and then 3 weeks, but you're having to transport horses, you know, from... Because normally you're kind of... You race in one part of the country. You're either in Southern California and race Santa Anita there, or you're down in Texas at Keeneland in that area, or you're in Kentucky, or you're in the Eastern Seaboard. It's quite a bit to, you know, move these million-dollar horses around and get them all set up and comfortable. So to do those big races that quick, if your horse really isn't geared towards it, you want to be careful with those horses.
That makes sense. So, yeah, that is a bummer, though, that these we're not going to get a Triple Crown winner this year.
So you want to have a Triple Crown winner this year.
It will not happen. There you go. There's all my gambling picks, Swag's gambling picks. Hammer the home teams tomorrow night. Golden State tonight at home. Phoenix in Game 7. That's the biggest bet of the weekend. There you go. Spring in the line. Every Friday at 8:30, let's set you off into your weekend. We'll answer the poll question that the vast majority of you did not want to participate in, and I'm disappointed in every single one of you. But we'll answer that poll question, get you set for the weekend next on The Fan. There you go, fist pumping your way to the weekend every single Friday. Always good to hear Rebecca. It's going to be a fun weekend. As we've highlighted throughout the course of the show, you get the NBA playoffs tonight, Game 7's tomorrow, and the Stanley Cup playoffs. Keep an eye, by the way, just a random note, and some of you will know what I'm talking about here. Keep an eye behind the Dallas Stars bench tonight.
You noticed too?
I did. And I've seen the video that it might be returning. So just if you happen to be watching Dallas and Calgary, just keep an eye on that.
Should is that somebody that should be known for something else?
I don't think so. Other than
just
that
being there.
That, yeah.
Okay.
I don't believe there's anything else that should be known about that person.
Okay.
Other than it.
Yes.
Some of you were saying, what the hell are you talking
certainly
about?
Certainly caught my eye anytime they went to focus on Rick Bonus right there.
I have a buddy who doesn't know anything about hockey, doesn't watch hockey, although I am taking him to the Winterhawks playoff game tomorrow, so I'm excited to show him a little playoff hockey. He sent a random text. I was doing something, so I didn't have a close eye the last time they played in Dallas. And he said, yeah, hey, is anybody watching this Stars-Flames game? And I was like, it's a random text.
Now, I'm
I said,
curious
no.
if that's a season ticket holder there. Or
I don't know.
It's appropriate in Dallas.
Very. Everything's bigger in Dallas.
Yes.
Everything's bigger in Texas. So just keep an eye on that. If you're flipping around the TV tonight and you happen to find yourself watching Game 6, Stars and Flames, just, you know, whenever they show the Stars bench, just have your eyes peeled. Okay. Here is your, I'm going to do a little self-promotion real quick, and then I'll let Swag know, tell you what's going on the golf show tomorrow. Don't forget tonight we get game 4 between Portland and Seattle in the yes. WHL playoffs. That game is on the road in Seattle. Tomorrow, game 5 at home. I will be there. So come say hi, and let's slam a couple of beers and watch some hockey. Cannot
yes.
wait for that.
I will be there in spirit.
You're going to be working tomorrow
night,
so you can't be there.
A little doubleheader makeup action.
Come hang out tomorrow, and go check out the latest episode of the Winterhawks podcast. That is up as of yesterday, where we preview game 4 tonight, game 5 tomorrow, and where the series is going to go from here. So go check that out. And then also, coming up here soon, I got to go finish editing it as soon as I'm done. The latest episode of the Grip City Golf podcast will be out, in which we have a special local guest from Kemper Sports. Sports, who they run? Heron Lakes and Colwood, which yep. is they've done a lot of revitalization over there. And then Matt Safino hopped on the Grip wow. City Golf podcast this week, so very excited about that to talk about how bad the weather has been. So people are saying, by the way, that the broadcast keeps cutting out momentarily. So I don't know.
We are aware. The boss is aware.
Okay.
So yes, cool. Engineering's been notified.
Gotcha. Okay.
We apologize. But
at least
yes.
it's 8:51. I only got five more minutes left in my work week. I don't got to worry about that. So there you go. Grip City Golf Podcast will be out as soon as we're done. What do you got coming up on the golf show tomorrow?
Golf in the Northwest. As I said, Kelly Fulford is the publisher. It's a website called Golf Stay and Plays, and they set up golf trips, and they've got partnerships all around the United States.
That's such a good idea for a business.
And so he came on with us last year one time, and I've been working. He's a busy guy. He does a lot of other stuff. But I said, I want to focus on Hilton Head. There's a lot of courses right there in a small concentration, including where they play the Sea Pines, where they play Harbortown.
Yep.
So you know the lighthouse. But
our boss was just down there. You should get him on to talk about his trip down there.
So we'll get on and kind of how to do it. And I'm hoping maybe we can pick out some other parts. And he might even be coming. He said he gets out. Sun River is one of their partners.
Oh, okay.
So I'm hoping sometime this summer he gets out. And I was like, I'll meet you out there. We'll
Hell
do a show. Let's go.
But I'll take the equipment.
That and then Ryan Horvath of BetQL going to join me. We're going to handicap early the PGA Championship.
Love it.
What we want to look at, how Oakland Hills figures into it, what to expect if Phil and or Tiger show up as they're still in the field. So we'll do that. And then, a little bit on the latest with LIV Golf and Greg Norman and – I will will have an opinion, before the hour ends up.
Okay, there you go. Tomorrow morning when you're on your way to your Saturday morning tea time, tune into that, the golf show, Golf in the Northwest. Tomorrow morning. Yeah, if you're ranking like golf trips to make in the U.S., if you could find a way to do an extended trip and parlay kind of a Pinehurst into a South Carolina.
They are partners with Pinehurst, like, so I hope to do that one later on,
double
too.
Double whammy right there. You rent a car, hit Pinehurst, drive down to South Carolina, get the Myrtle Beach, Hilton Head kind of trip in. Oh, man, come on. Scratching my itch. Hey, poll question. Who would you feel most comfortable giving a max extension to? The amount of you that did not want to play this game. Tisk, tisk, tisk. Kyrie Irving won it going away over James Harden and Ben Simmons. Although Woj just had a report that Kyrie Irving has been so shaky in his status as an NBA player. And will he show up? Will he play? Nike, it sounds like it's going to drop him and not offer him a big contract to continue to make shoes. So I thought that was interesting. A few folks bailing from old Kyrie Irving. Well, there you go. If you missed any of the show, go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com, @ Thurton Sprague, @ 1080thefan on Twitter. Enjoy all the sports this weekend, man. It is going to be a ton of fun. Playoffs tonight, Stanley Cup playoffs, NBA playoffs. We're loaded. I can't wait. Go win some money. Have a great weekend, everybody. We will talk to you on Monday at 6 a.m. Poopy Pants will be back. Colin is next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.